Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Russ Rogue, the newly named president of HMTX Contract and Trade. Russ, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp.
Just a little background. We did a focus on leadership on you, Russ, in the August-September of 2020, and I asked the listeners that have time to go look at that. You're a leader all buttoned up right out of school. You were in the cabinet business with your brother. You've been at HMTX for 14 years, and you were at Wilson Art for 13 years, and you're also on the board of the RFCI, right?
Yeah, I spent the first part of my early career in the floor covering business with Wilson Art International, the majority of that time in their flooring business. I had the good fortune of joining HMTX in 2011, so that's kind of creeping up on 14 years. We, HMTX, have been a proud member and supporter of the RFCI now for many years. I've been on the board of officers there now for a few years, having served as vice chairman and now currently as chairman. So a lot going on in our industry these days, and it's good to be a part of a group, you know, that's so proactive as the RFCI is.
Well, I got to hand it to Bill Blackstock to put you as the chairman, because you're one of the top suppliers of resilient flooring in the industry. So let's move to house business. Tell us house business.
Yeah, business today, Kemp, is, as you might imagine, and probably not surprising to your listeners, is a little challenging to say the least. You know, the commercial side of our business, I would say, remains steady, but certainly not pacing at the levels that we would like to see or that maybe we've historically seen. I know that we're going to speak today about the new development with our organization kind of combining two business units into contract and trade. The trade piece of that business, not to get ahead of ourselves, is really the traditional Metroflor business, in which we're selling a variety of products through independent wholesale distribution. And those segments that we operate in there are really multifamily oriented, retail oriented, and also some Main Street commercial. And I would say that really all of those sectors, again, on the trade side, the Metroflor side, they're also, you know, facing some challenges. So don't want to portray doom and gloom necessarily by any stretch, but, you know, business is far from robust right now. And obviously, you know, there are certain disruptions within the industry that we're all facing that's certainly not helping those matters today.
So let's get into this contract and trade and help me define that contract. Obviously, the specified commercial side of the business. I need to mention that I was the moderator for a panel at the Fuse meeting, and you were on that panel, newly appointed there. It's a new area of focus for you. And then the trade side, I mean, most people know Metroflor has sold through distribution. So your focus to the residential side of the business is through distribution. And I'm guessing, too, on the contract side, you'll sell through distribution as well, right?
Yeah, I'll speak to that. So to take one step back and I guess maybe just explain a little bit further the two different business units that have now been brought under, I guess, one umbrella for a way of describing it. The Metroflor business, you know, has operated with a particular go-to-market strategy that really, to a large extent, is not changing. We focus on, you know, bringing a whole host of different LVT or resilient platforms of product to independent wholesale distributors, those products being loose-lay 5mm LVT. It could be dry-back glue-down LVT in various gauges, SPC, WPC, basically that whole array. Those products are then tailor-built to focus on particular vertical segments. It could, again, be multifamily, retail, and even Main Street commercial. And so to a large extent, that Metroflor business and model and go-to-market strategy is going to remain, I think, pretty much intact. And that's really the business unit and effort that I've been leading for pretty much my whole time here at HMTX. Separately, our organization has had another similar business unit that for many years was really known as Technoflor, which is kind of the lead brand in our commercial portfolio of products. And now what we've elected to do, Kemp, is just kind of combine the two business units together. We've elected to call that new business unit HMTX Contract and Trade. The contract side of that business is going to be the historical commercial with a focus on, you know, healthcare, education, retail, hospitality, corporate, leading with brands such as Technoflor and Aspecta. Similar to the time frame when we announced the conversion of these two business units, we also made an announcement that we're very excited about, which is an alignment with Spartan Surfaces. So Spartan Surfaces had been a distributor partner of ours, again, for the Technoflor and Aspecta brands in certain parts of the United States. I would say in an approximation, about one third of the country had been handled through Spartan. In other markets, though, we were going to market either through independent agents or in some cases we had direct sales people out in the market selling those same wares. And so now what we've elected to do is utilize Spartan Surfaces as our national distributor for the Aspecta and Technoflor brands. And, you know, most of my time within the flooring industry has been focusing on selling to and through distribution, hopefully meeting their needs. And so I think it's a good fit for myself, let's say, to have some oversight and guidance on the commercial business, knowing now that we're going to be selling through Spartan Surfaces. So from a back of house perspective, Kemp, I think that this yields some benefits for HMTX. We now can have product management, design, marketing, I think even some sales leadership and guidance, all working kind of behind the scenes, making sure that we're doing the right things for the trade side and the contract side. Forward facing, however, I certainly want to be, and I think we want to be as a company, true to the channel strategy that we have in place, meaning that Metroflor branded products will continue to be sold through a very stout network of independent wholesale distributors. And now the Technoflor and Aspecta brands will be sold through Spartan Surfaces. And we think it's a great way to get additional market penetration and coverage. So we're excited about this new relationship with Spartan. I think good things will come from it.
All right. So I saw you at Fuse, and I guess I'm going to see you at NeoCon in June as well, right?
Yeah. So it was nice to bump into you at Fuse. Very much enjoyed going to that conference. So it was a good learning experience for me. While I've spent a good deal of time in the flooring business or industry, it has not necessarily been directly focused towards the commercial side of our business. So, you know, this is a chance for me to understand and hopefully influence for, you know, the good of our company, our go-to-market plans, product assortment strategies for, again, those other more, I'd say, hardcore, but traditional, true commercial, you know, installations. So learning from Fuse contractors that I spoke with has been good. And yes, we will be at NeoCon this year, showcasing a couple new products that we have up our sleeve.
So what are the challenges you're facing for the rest of the year?
So that's a good question. Right now, as is well known, I'm sure, with all of your listeners, there's a tremendous amount of disruption in the marketplace related to sourcing products. So I think that it's creating a level of uncertainty that makes it difficult to push forward maybe as quickly as we might like with certain plans. It's almost like pressing the pause button in the action. You know, one of the challenges is quite frankly that we had maybe some plans in place, some initiatives in place that hopefully will still come to fruition. But I do think that we and probably some other manufacturers are at least temporarily pressing the pause button on some of those activities until we see how the dust settles. And ultimately, I do think that the dust will settle and we'll have some clarity in maybe 90, 120 days, which I think will free all of us up to, you know, to get back into action and pushing things forward. You know, beyond that, I don't know that I would refer to it as a challenge, but as I alluded to here, you know, understanding, learning the true commercial business is something that I've been digging deep into. The Technoflor and Aspecta product portfolios are quite diverse. And so we're spending a lot of time right now making sure, do we have the appropriate product assortment, is a SKU rationalization in order. We think we definitely have the best go-to-market partner in Spartan Surfaces. The challenges, everybody's familiar with what we're facing at the moment. Beyond that, I think we can control our destiny quite well once we see that dust settle.
All right, Russ, great to catch up with you, and congratulations on this expanded role as now the president of HMTX Contract and Trade. Again, been talking to Russ Rogue, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaLA.net.